Thank you very much for that introduction.
Merci pour cette présentation.
Is it working? Okay.
I don't know what he said, but I hope it was nice. It's very good to see the deaf ministry here in Abidjan. I led the deaf ministry in San Diego for many years. It's an honor here to be in Abidjan. I was here 15 years ago. And I'm so blessed to be here again. Now this morning I'll be preaching from Hebrews chapter 11. But first, let me give you a brief introduction to the book of Hebrews. The audience of the book of Hebrews is Christians who've been in the faith for quite a while. Like he says in chapter 10, they've endured much persecution, had done many great things for God. But Christianity is more like a marathon than a sprint, yes? And some were getting weary in their faith. They were wavering in their faith. And they were thinking of going back to a safe kind of Christianity. For them, it was going back to Judaism. For us, it might be going back to a church that doesn't challenge you. That doesn't call you to repentance. So this is mainly for a mature Christian crowd. Like many of you that I see here. So my question is this. The purpose of the book of Hebrews is so that we would make it to heaven. So I have a question. You want to make it faithful to God, to heaven? That sounds kind of weak. Well, then let's study the book of Hebrews. So the Hebrew writer says this. The key to making it to heaven is to look at Jesus. He says Jesus is amazing. Amazing. Spectacular. Incredible. And therefore, this is what you should do. That's the outline. Jesus, greater than all the prophets. Jesus, greater than the angels. That's chapter 1. And he says, pay attention. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Maybe some of us have been not paying attention. He says, do not ignore your salvation. Or you might lose it. Then he says, Jesus is greater than Moses. And his priesthood is greater than that of Levi. Then he gives his second warning. Make every effort. Make every effort to enter heaven. He says, consider the Jews who left slavery in Egypt. Their bodies were scattered across the desert because of disobedience. They didn't enter his rest. And he says, do not be like that. Then he says, Jesus is much greater than Abraham. He's a better high priest. Because he suffered in every way like us. Then he gives his third advice. He says, grow up! Don't remain like spiritual children. So I have a question. What have you learned about God in the last 6 months? If you've been a Christian for 10 or 15 years, you should know the scriptures. So I have a question. 20-year-old Christian, what is the theme of the book of Hosea? Surely you know. If you've been studying the scriptures for 15 or 20 years, so have you been growing? Because if you're not advancing, then you're retreating in your faith. Then he says, Jesus is greater than Melchizedek. You say, who's Melchizedek? Jesus is the great high priest. And he became a perfect high priest. Because he became like us. Then he says, Jesus is the great high priest. A better covenant. A better tabernacle. Better sacrifices. And he gives his fourth warning. He says, come near to Jesus. Because of his blood, we can walk boldly into his presence. But then in chapter 11, he gives his final warning or final exhortation. And that's our sermon. Let's read Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 3. I'm not going to read in English. Yeah, it's just French.
Dans Hébreux 11, 1 à 3, et je lis la parole de Dieu. Or la foi est une ferme assurance des choses qu'on espère, une démonstration de celles qu'on ne voit pas. Pour l'avoir possédée, les anciens ont obtenu un témoignage favorable. C'est par la foi que nous reconnaissons que le monde a été formé par la parole de Dieu, en sorte que ce qu'on voit n'a pas été fait de choses visibles.
Brothers and sisters, this is what faith is.
Voici ce qu'est la foi.
It's belief in things that are not seen. Think about this. Everything that is visible is unimportant. And everything that is important is invisible. But what do we look at? We human beings, what do we look at? We look at the visible things. Faith requires that you deny what your senses tell you. You hear the news. Does it seem that God is in control? Not at all. But by faith, we know that He is. The Bible says, by the way, I'm 68 years old. Says, I'm being renewed every single day. Does it look that way? Oh, not at all. One of the things that we can see is success. I want to be successful in my Christianity. I want to see many people one to Christ. And yet, success is the enemy of faith. Is your sense that God is with you based on whether somebody gets baptized? What if you invited 1,000 people to church? And nobody came. Does that mean God is not with you? So let's not base our faith on success. No, let's base our faith on God. It says, this is what the ancients were commended for. They looked at everything the world has to offer. A job. A diploma. Nice clothes. The praise of man. And they threw it all away. And they said, we're going to rely on God alone. Brothers and sisters, they did not have what we have. They didn't have the New Testament. They didn't have Jesus. They didn't have the prophecies fulfilled. They didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them. But they decided to rely fully on God. Then he says in verse 3, by faith, we understand that the visible world was created by an invisible God. By the way, I'm a physics professor. And physics tells us that's true. But what does that tell us? The physical things are nothing. The Creator is everything. That's what I learned from these verses. Now let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 4.
Donc je lis le verset 4 de Hébreux 11. C'est par la foi qu'Abel offrit à Dieu un sacrifice plus excellent que celui de Caïn. C'est par elle qu'il fut déclaré juste. Dieu approuva ses offrandes. Et c'est par elle qu'il parle encore, quoique mort.
We don't know a whole lot about Abel, not really. Well, you know almost nothing about him. But here's what we know. He had faith. And that's why we remember him. When I die, here's what I hope people say about me. He was a faithful man. My wife and I, we are very comfortable in San Diego. It's like paradise there. But we moved to Bakersfield. Nobody likes that city. Nobody goes to that city. But we went there by faith. I think about my brother, Kokong. He's from Vietnam. He was leading the church in Saigon. They decided to plant a church in Hanoi. Everything planned, everything prepared. One week before they're going to leave, a man breaks into their home, takes a bat, and beats him in front of his wife and children. Because he shared his faith. Looks like a really bad idea to go to Hanoi. Still, with bruises on his face, he went to Hanoi. The day he arrives, a police.
La police.
He said, "Did you come here to plant a church?"
La police.
Christianity is illegal in Vietnam. He said, "Yes." He said, "Are you that church that teaches you need to be a disciple, to commit everything to Jesus?" It wasn't looking too good. It was not looking good. Everything visible says this was a really bad idea. And then the policeman said, I want to study the Bible.
Je veux étudier la Bible.
And it was the first baptism in Hanoi. Because faith involves believing in things that can't be seen.
Parce que la foi, c'est croire à ce que nous ne pouvons pas voir.
Now let's read about the faith of Enoch.
Lisons maintenant à propos de la foi de Enoch.
Verse 5 and 6.
Au verset 5. Hébreux 11, verset 5. Je lis la parole de Dieu, c'est par la foi qu'Enoch fut enlevé, qui ne vit point la mort, et qui ne parut plus parce que Dieu l'avait enlevé. Car avant son enlèvement, il avait reçu le témoignage qui était agréable à Dieu.
We also don't know much about Enoch, do we?
Alors, aussi, nous ne savons pas beaucoup de choses d'Enoch.
In fact, almost the only thing we know about him is that he had great faith. And he says, without faith, we cannot please God. I want to please God. He says two things. You need to believe that it exists. Well, that's easy. How could I not believe that God exists? That's obvious. But you also need to believe that it rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Do you believe that you relied on, if you relied on God alone, not on your retirement money, not on your career, not on your health, and not even on the church, that you live dependent on God, that you believe He will take care of you. Maybe you've been single for 20 years. Do you rely on God to give you a spouse? Or maybe like Paul, God says, no, I want you to stay single. Would you still trust God? What about Noah? Verse
7. Divinement averti des choses qu'on ne voyait pas encore, et saisit une crainte respectueuse, construisit une arche pour sauver sa famille. C'est par elle qu'il condamna le monde et devint héritier de la justice qui sortient par la foi.
God told Noah,
Dieu dit à Noé,
about something that nobody had ever seen before. Something that was not visible. He said, Noah, I want you to build an ark. And Noah says, what's an ark? And God said, it's a boat. And Noah says, what's a boat? I never saw one of those. God says it's this thing that floats on the water, and you build it and it floats on the water. And Noah says, what water? And God says, it's going to rain and rain and rain for 40 days. Noah said, I never saw something like that. Okay, how big is this boat? 150 meters long. And Noah says, why such a big boat? And God says, because of the animals. And Noah says, what animals? The animals that are going to come. Why are they going to come? I'm going to make them come. Okay, when are they going to come? 100 years from now. By faith, Noah built that ark. I would have liked to have been there when he came home. He says to his wife, her name is Noah's wife. He says, guess what? We're going to build a boat. She said, what's a boat? What's this thing you build? Because all the water that's going to come. She said, what water? It's going to rain for 40 days. It rained and rained and rained. If you say so. No, he said, God told me. And she said, which God? The one you can't see. Alright, how big is this boat going to be? You get the idea, yes? Who had more faith? Noah? Or his wife? So anyway, they're building a boat. The neighbors come by. Noah, what are you doing? He said, I'm building a boat. And they said, what's a boat? You get the idea, right? They said, Noah, you're crazy. But that's how people of faith are. If you trust in God instead of the things of the world, your neighbors will say, you're crazy. Now, what about Abraham? Let's read verses, let's see, 8 through 12.
C'est par la foi que Sarah elle-même
malgré son âge avancé, tu es rendu capable d'avoir une postérité. Parce qu'elle crut à la fidélité de celui qui n'avait pas, pardon, de celui qui avait fait la promesse. C'est pourquoi d'un seul homme déjà brisé de corps naquit une postérité nombreuse, comme les étoiles du ciel, comme le sable qui est sur le bord de la mer et qu'on ne peut compter.
So God says to Abraham, pack up your things and leave the city of Ur. And Abraham says to God, okay, great. Where are we going? God says, I'm not going to tell you. Well, give me a hint. North, south, east, west. God says, oh no. You just start walking. Then I'll tell you where we're going to go. Are you ready for the Christian adventure? When I became a Christian, I would never have thought I would be here in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. We have our plans, and it's good to make plans, but God's plan, it might not be your plan. But his plan is better than your plan. So God says to Abraham, okay, when am I coming back? Never. Abraham comes home. He talks to his wife. He says, Sarah, I have good news. We're going to go on a vacation. She says, great. Where are we going? Abraham says, I have absolutely no idea. She's there, All right, when are we coming back? Abraham says, never. Because if you know where God is taking you, that's not faith. God said to Abraham, 99 years old, you're going to have a son. Abraham says, yeah, I still have it, yeah. But then he looks at Sarah. 90 years old. Barren. Never had a child. Menopause. 50 years ago. But Abraham believed. But let's read what happened later. Hebrews 11. Let's read verse 17 through 19.
Je lis. C'est par la foi qu'Abraham offrit Isaac lorsqu'il fut mis à l'épreuve et qu'il offrit son fils unique, lui qui avait reçu les promesses et à qui il avait été dit En Isaac sera nommé pour toi une postérité. Il pensait que Dieu est puissant, même pour ressusciter les morts. Aussi le recouvra-t-il par une sorte de résurrection.
The greatest people of faith in the Bible.
Les grands hommes et femmes de Dieu de la Bible.
Noah.
Noé,
Abraham, and Mary. Mary believed in things that had never been seen. She was a virgin. And God said, you're going to give birth to a son. A very bad idea. Joseph will put her away. Her family will disown her. She will live a life of shame till the day she dies. But Mary said, what you say, let it be done. God said to Abraham, I'm going to give you a son, and the whole world will be blessed through your son. You'll have children like the grains of sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. And Abraham believed God. And God gave him a son. Then God said, kill that son. The promise said one thing. The command said something else. By faith, Abraham went to Moriah. Abraham sacrificed his one and only son. On the same mountain where God gave his one and only son. Because Mount Moriah, that's Jerusalem. Think about Abraham's faith. The Bible says, Abraham believed God. And therefore he was considered righteous. Well, what did Abraham believe? He believed the promises. Will you believe God's promises? Even if all the evidence says you shouldn't believe it anymore. God said, I promise. And he said, kill your son. Abraham thought about it. He thought logically about this. God promised me that all nations will be blessed through Isaac. He says, kill Isaac. I guess he's going to raise him from the dead. God didn't say that to Abraham. But Abraham believed God's promise. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, it says, the Messiah would be raised from the dead on the third day. According to the scriptures. Where is that scripture? It's in Genesis 22. Because on the third day, he received Isaac back from the dead. And like it says in Hebrews 11, figuratively, he received his son back from the dead. You know, it's so interesting. Isaac carried the wood up Mount Moriah. The wood that was going to be used for his sacrifice. The wood, Can you think of another son? Another only son? Who carried wood up the same mountain? That was going to be used for his sacrifice? I think you know. Brothers and sisters, if you want to make it to heaven, have the faith of Abraham. We need to follow Abraham out of Ur. Leave everything behind to follow God. Actually, if you're a disciple, you already did that, right? But you also have to follow Abraham to Moriah. That's where God takes away the blessing he gave you. Where God takes away the blessing. Will you still believe in God? Let's go back to verse 13 through 16.
Retournons au verset 13 à 16. Et je lis. C'est à la foi qu'ils sont tous morts, sans avoir tenu les choses promises, mais ils les ont vus et salués de loin, reconnaissant qu'ils étaient étrangers et voyageurs sur la terre.
Through 17. Through 16. Through 16.
Okay. 13 à 16. Il dit verset 14. Ceux qui parlent ici montrent qu'ils cherchent une patrie. S'ils avaient eu en vue celle d'où ils étaient sortis, ils auraient eu le temps d'y retourner. Mais maintenant, ils en désirent une meilleure, c'est-à-dire céleste. C'est pourquoi Dieu n'a pas honte d'appeler leur Dieu, car il leur a préparé une cité.
You want to make it, right?
Tu veux arriver à ça.
You want to be with God in heaven, right? Well, here's the thing. Just keep walking. Keep walking in the footsteps of Abraham. And if you're still walking by faith when you die, you will be with God forever. Just keep walking. You're tired? Keep walking. Not looking so good?
Est-ce que le chemin est difficile?
Keep walking by faith.
Continue de marcher par la foi.
And it says,
et il dit,
that's what these people did.
C'est ce que ils ont fait.
But he said, they saw the promises.
Ils ont vu les promesses.
From a distance.
De loin.
Abraham, he never heard of the Messiah. Abraham, he never heard about the Messiah. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have 2,000 members to encourage him. How could we not walk by faith? And he says, you need to understand that you're a foreigner, that you're an alien. This world is not our home. My passport says America. I am not an American. Now, when they have the Olympics, I root for America. And if Cote d'Ivoire makes the World Cup, I'm sure you root for Cote d'Ivoire. And so will I, by the way. Unless you pay against America. That's not what I'm talking about. My citizenship is in heaven. For us, life is like living on a bridge. We left that place. We left that old place. But we haven't reached that place. So for citizens of heaven, we have no home. We're aliens. We're strangers. We'll never fit in. We're like Noah. People said, what's wrong with you? Because our constitution is Matthew 5 through 7. We say the way to be great is to be humble. We say the way to joy is through mourning. The world will never understand. But it says God is not ashamed. And he's prepared a place for us. Quickly, two more examples. What about Moses?
Comme voyant ce qui est.
According to the world, Moses, it was perfect. He was in the palace. The best food. The best clothing. All the women wanted to have a date with Moses. Air conditioning. By faith, Abraham walked out of the palace. And he became a slave. So he could save the slaves. That's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus was in a pretty great place. The son of his father. But Jesus came and lived amongst the slaves. Because to save the slaves, you have to come and live with the slaves. By faith, Moses walked out of the palace. Notice what it says in verse 27.
It
says, he didn't fear the king. No. He feared the king. And notice what it says. He saw him who is invisible. Last example. Verse 30. Joshua. The angel says to Joshua, I've got great news. You're going to conquer Jericho. Joshua says, great. So, what's the battle plan? Well, go and march around the city of Jericho. And then go home. Next day, go out. March around Jericho. And go home. 6 days. On the seventh day, it's very hot in Jericho. I've been there. 40 degrees. On the seventh day, march around seven times. Joshua said, very funny. Surely that's not the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. You need to walk by faith. So he comes home, says to his troops, I got great news. God told me we're going to take Jericho. And they said, okay, great. What's the battle plan? And he told them the battle plan. And they said, I know you're joking. Literally, they walked by faith around Jericho. The people in Jericho, were they intimidated? What's wrong with those people? What are they putting their faith in? And like us, they will laugh at us. They also laughed at Noah. But when the door to the ark was sealed, and the water came down, nobody was laughing. And when the walls of Jericho fell, nobody was laughing. Let's read the last section.
32
through 38.
Versets 32 à 38. Et que dirais-je encore, car le temps de mon cœur vous parlait de Gédéon, de Barak, de Samson, de Jephthé, de David, de Samuel et des prophètes, qui, par la foi, vainquirent le royaume, exercèrent la justice, obtinrent des promesses, fermèrent la queue des lions, éteignirent la puissance du feu, échappèrent au tranchant de l'épée, guérirent la maladie, furent vaillants à la guerre, mirent en fuite des armées étrangères. Des femmes recouvrèrent leur mort de la résurrection, d'autres furent livrées au tourment et n'acceptèrent point de délivrance afin d'obtenir une meilleure résurrection. D'autres encore subirent les moqueries et les fouets, les chaînes et la prison. Ils furent lapidés, sciés, torturés. Ils moururent tués par les palpés. Ils allaient ça et là avec une peau de brebis et de peau de chèvre, des lieux de tout persécutés, maltraités, eux, dans le monde qui n'était pas digne. Les rois dans le désert et les montagnes, dans les cavernes et les angles de la terre, tout cela, à la fois duquel il a été rendu témoignage, n'a pas obtenu ce qui leur était promis.
Stop,
ouais.
Verse 38,
yeah. Consider these heroes of the faith. Jephthah. Gideon. Samuel. Deborah. Esther. They relied on God. They conquered kingdoms. They quenched the flames. They escaped the sword. Their weakness became strength. They defeated armies. Everything went great. Not really. Because some were flogged. Some were stoned. Jeremiah was sawed in half. Some were killed by the sword. Persecuted. Wandered in deserts and mountains. And holes in the ground. Verse 39 and 40, please.
Tout cela, à la voix duquel il a été rendu témoignage, n'a pas obtenu ce qu'il avait demandé. Dieu ayant en vue quelque chose de meilleur pour nous, afin qu'il ne parvienne pas sans, pardon, afin qu'il ne parvienne pas sans nous à la perfection.
None of them received the promise. None of them received the promise. Brothers and sisters, we have received the promise. Ours is the kingdom.
le royaume.
The Messiah has died for us.
Le Messie est mort pour nous.
We have forgiveness of sins.
Nous avons le pardon de nos péchés.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Nous avons le Saint-Esprit.
Surely we
sûrement, nous,
can walk by faith.
Pouvons marcher par la foi.
Thank you.
Merci.
Great job. Thank you, Julien. Merci à Julien. Okay.
Merci à John.
Merci beaucoup. You're welcome. Okay.